This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
16 minutes past 8. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Let's talk. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Now we get into the conversation proper. A lot is happening, and I think it's just fair that we mention that we are following up with the development with regards to the situation at the River State Assembly Complex, and we're bringing you all of those details. News reaching us is that members of the Assembly are still going to sit regardless, and how they are going to do it and where they are going to do it has not been made known, but they are planning to have that sitting this morning. What would be on the floor for discussion, well, we would have to wait for the sitting to happen, and I'm sure as soon as we get the reports, you would be the first to know. At the moment, our correspondents are all on standby at the Assembly Complex and at the Government House to give us the necessary information as they come. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Let's get on to a conversation for this morning with my guest, who is a politician himself, a member of the Labour Party, and is also the candidate for the Labour Party running for National Assembly, and an activist, Douglas Fabeke. Sorry, welcome, and good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very fine. Should I also add environmentalist?
I think also part of the environment.
Okay, all right. So there's a lot we'll be talking about. We just had the victory for President Tinubu at the Supreme Court. Many have been asking what is next for Labour Party, who also have some of its candidates, including yourself, hoping to get a judgment next week. Whether it goes in your favour or not, we can't tell. We also have the governorship candidate of the Labour Party in River State at the Supreme Court appealing the tribunal judgment. Whether that would go swing in their favor, we do not know. But for many people, what next? Amongst many other issues in the state, I'm sure you're also aware most recently the development with the River State Assembly Complex. Hopefully we get your own opinion about it. Just a very brief statement regarding to that, even though it wasn't what was originally planned. And many others. There are reports that we also even got with issues in Ogoni. We know that just recently the governor had even been to Ogoni and talked about the Songhai farm in Tai. And it brought a lot of excitement. But now we have to face what we're facing now with rumors of impeachment. But let us start from the very beginning. How are you feeling ahead of your appeal and what you have seen at the Supreme Court that affirmed the election of President Bola Tinubu?
Well, the Supreme Court is the highest court of the land, and they have given a judgment, and so I think there is no other alternative than to ask everybody to see how they can work with the president. And my people, there's an update in Ogoni land that three winners have been dancing and preached the teacher. I think by this time, if the National Assembly and all people who have a good will for Nigeria, we sit down with Mr. President and see how we can move the country forward. There is no need for anybody to come and cause a problem or whatsoever. Yeah, Peter Obi was a Labour Party candidate, presidential candidate of Labour Party, but he has refused to recognize us as candidate of Labour Party. So I also was having some double mind about what was going on. But at the stand now, we have no amnesty against anybody. We have to work together and make Nigeria move in peace. The most important thing is what me I stand for. I stand for good governance.
Well, you just cited something quite interesting, which is that the presidential candidate of your party did not recognize you as a candidate running at the, for the national seat in the National Assembly or the governorship candidate. So, isn't there a collective approach towards this court?
There were so many things that happened during the election, and we tried to make some corrections, and nobody wanted to listen to us. So, I think everybody was on his own, because like me as the candidate of Labour Party, how will it be that the national chairman will not support the party at the state level? How will it be that the presidential candidate will not identify with us for us to work together in unity at the national district? You know, so many things happen, but I think think it was a first lesson, and maybe I've gathered as an experience. Maybe it's contesting again. We know how to work with the grassroots. We know how to work with the people at the unit. We know how to work with the state party and all that. So I think that one is the past tense, but we have learned our lesson. And that we know what to do when it comes 2027 or whatever time anybody wants to contest election.
Well said. So you're hopeful that from what you've said, if the judgments come in next week doesn't go in your favor, you're saying that you're willing to work with your counterpart from the ruling party?
Yeah, we are in appeal, and we are expecting a judgment. And, like I used to tell people that this contested election is not a real crisis in the society. It's just for somebody to put his vision forward, and that you try to see how you can represent your people. So if the judgment comes, by the grace of God, I have a good case, and I presented my case, and I refuse to compromise because I know people voted for me. I record on my books, and I campaigned vigorously in the second local government, campaigned in the ward level and unit level, and also I am very, very optimistic that God is going to give us victory. But whatever happens, any judgment that comes out is either my opponent or I, whoever that comes as the winner, we're going to work together. If you observe my campaign, I've never campaigned to mention anybody's name or maybe insult anybody. That is not about good governance. Good governance is how you can better the society, how you can create a change, and you can make people smile with the position you have. With God giving you any position as a leader, all what God expected you to do, just as it happened in the Bible, is to make your people smile. So I think I came on board with that mindset. I never came on board with the mindset of fighting anybody or maybe insulting anybody. So whatever happened at the end, we're going to go in peace and see how we can work together.
All right.
If you favor me, thank God, and work with everybody. You know?
All right. The president, well, now is the president. So far, what would you say when you look at the progress for the almost over 3 months or going 4 months now that he's been in office? What would you say? What can you say going forward? What should we expect? We know that there have been promises. One of those promises would be the refinery. Labour had made that critically clear that the refinery has to function, especially when we look at what's happening with petrol price. But then the road that leads to the refinery is also in very bad state. Work has said to be ongoing. The deadline was to be December for the refineries to be up and running, especially the Port Harcourt refinery. In few seconds, because we have a commercial coming, or perhaps you just hold your response. As soon as we come back from that commercial, you tell us. And also, I laid hands on a report or on a certain statement talking about a threat to your life. That's something that would also hopefully you give us some insight into, whether you are in the know of it or you were behind that report. Was something that I came across on social media. So hopefully we'll get your response on that as well. And most trending issue, of course, the situation at the Assembly Complex in Rivers State. But just stay on the line for us, a very short commercial, and we'll be back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, conversation continues here on the Morning Crossfire, Nigeria Info. Let's Talk. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest, Douglas Fabeke, member of the Labour Party, a National Assembly candidate for the party in the just past election, and an environmentalist, if I would add, activist, amongst many other things. Sir, thank you very much for staying on the line for us.
Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, yeah. And quickly, I'd just like our listener to go on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH and give us your expectations from the Supreme Court over the Governorship and National Assembly Tribunal Appeals. We know that several parties, including the Labour Party and its candidates at those levels, had also appealed the judgment from the tribunal. Well, are you expecting any think different? Let us know what your thoughts are and share those thoughts with us on Facebook and on WhatsApp at 0809-030-6416. All right, Mr. Fabeke, let's start with the first question I was asking before the break, which would be, so far, well, the president has been said to be the president, confirmed. Everybody now has to just accept it and move on. When you look at governance so far, the refineries and many other promises, what would you say about this government and its style of governance so far?
Well, like I said, Andrew, you know, I have spent about 28 years in Lagos. Now I do my business in Lagos. I run our NGO in Lagos and my company. I have about 3 companies I control in Lagos State. And I was in Lagos before Kiribu became the president, became the governor of Lagos State, 2-time governor of Lagos State. And I knew what he did by putting some capable men on board. You know, all about governance is a teamwork. Nigeria is in a mess. The former administration, what they did, giving up money without a record. And with all this refinery that we are hearing about today, former President Muhammadu Buhari, there was lots of money that earmarked for a refinery and the NNPC. We have all these records. So I think what the president needs to do now is to go back to those records and get those money out by those contractors. They are wise that those now working. And you come along, you talk about the East West Road there. We have over 100 and something billion naira that what earmarked for the East West Road. So I was asking the question, if you are asking Arosis to go back to that same road, they have given another contract of something billion. What happened to the other 140 billion? And so what the president needs to do is to go back to the record of this country and look at what was working and look at what was not working. You know, good governance is about proper management. And it will be too early for me to say either is doing well or is not doing well. But I know, I'm very optimistic that with the resources we have in this country, will be good idea and vision, because the Bible says that wisdom is understanding. You know, if you get the understanding of how to move Nigeria forward, it will be easy for us to get out of this mess. It's very simple, because this country is blessed in agriculture, we are blessed in oil and gas, we are not even supposed to export petroleum overnight. We are supposed to refine a petroleum product in Nigeria and give it to our people in a cheaper price. So I think now that all the court cases have been removed and the president will have time to sit down and look into the record of what has happened before, what was not working, and why is it that those things was not working before? Now, put them on go, bring back those money. Billions of naira were at the step of refinery in Port Harcourt. Why is it that refinery is not working now?
All right. Would you say something similar for the Songhai farm in Rivers State? We had Governor Fubara visit the farm in Thai, and there were talks of bringing that farm back to life. In the first place, many wondered why the project had to, you know, lay fallow.
Well,
Andrew,
the Songhai farm project was one of the best projects in Rivers. I don't know why it was not working for, and I don't want to talk about that now. But I think the governor took the right step to visit those projects. You know, when you come into, you know, the problem we're having in Nigerian, in governance in Nigeria, if I was the governor of the state and I initiated some good projects, some good plans, my predecessor will come and abolish those projects, which are very good for the people. And I think what the governor did was right. You know, those things that were not working before, you have to go and visit them. Some guy found that has to do with a grassroots agricultural development project that cut across the grassroots level and other things. So that was the right step that the governor took to go and check that some guy farm, because that was money that was invested there, was owned by the River State. And if we get that some guy farm revived, you are going to work there. You know, before you used to go there, anything you want to buy, like you want to buy bushmeat and other things, you see them with the some guy farm. So if the River State government is able to revive that farm, revive the fish farm in Buguma and other projects that can create jobs in River State, it's going to be commendable.
Well
so
said.
That was the right step taken up the honor. and I commend him for taking that step.
All right, we'll still have two more issues to touch on. The statement with regards to threat to your life that came across, would need to get your response and confirmation on that, on whether or not that was something that you were aware of, and of course the situation at the Rivers State Assembly Complex. But before we get on to those, let me take a few messages on Facebook. Umma Olebara from Owerri says, the National Judicial Council and other regulatory bodies should tackle the rot in our judiciary. Let there be total overhaul of the judiciary that is alleged to be bedeviled with corruption, indiscipline, lawlessness, and emasculation of power. It needs purging. Let God arise so that justice will reign. We can no longer continue with the system where judgment is always questionable. Saturday Akban says, well, for me, expect verdicts in the view of the court and not in your own view. Jones Peace says, the judiciary used to be the hope of the common man, but now it's the hope of the highest bidder. That's how I see it. I'm done expecting anything from them. I always say that they would work with what is available to them. They would use the tools available to them, and that is what they will work with. And if they are setting loopholes with the tools, well, people will take advantage of those loopholes. And this is what the fact is. Amadi Secondus says Labour Party should relax and possibly wait for the next election. But the only problem we have with smaller political parties is that they don't endure. All of them will start decamping to either the APC or the PDP because of hunger, greed, etc. Opeki Chow says the best thing right now is to go and prepare for 2027 and come back strong. That's all. Let me just add this because of the message I saw. In the future, do we see Fabeke decamping from the Labour Party? I just had to ask.
I never asked me that question.
Yes, because I just saw a message saying that, oh, this is what happens with young, smaller, or young political parties. At the end of the day, what you see is they move. And
I want to ask that person, is Labour Party a young, smaller party? Labour Party has been an old party. As in, Labour Party is one of the largest parties. What if these people that become from one party to the other, they don't have integrity? What are you decamping? What are you decamping to do? These people that have nothing to offer the society. You are decamping from one party to the other. What is the meaning of the campaign? What are you decamping for? If you perform as a governor or as a senator, whatever position you occupy politically, you don't need to decamp. All you need to do is to work with everybody in the party. Work with any other person in the other party, because except the party is anti-people. Except the party is anti-people. If you are doing the will of the people, you stay in your party, and you can work with somebody in PDP, you can work with somebody in NPC. Because why are you there? We are all there for a common goal, for one purpose. And the only one purpose and focus is to better the society while we find ourselves.
All right.
So why will you become happy?
All right.
I don't see it as something very special.
Okay. All right. Now, talk to us about the reports, statements that came out saying that you were worried about threats to your life. Was that something that came from you? Is that an information you got, or is it just seen as it should be treated as some perhaps rumors spreading, just like the rumors of the impeachment we have?
There have been so many threats to my life. There have been so many threats to my
life. Does it have anything to do with the tribunal or the appeal at the Supreme Court, or?
Well, the one that has to do with politics, I wrote a petition to DSS concerning the threat on my life. Well, there is a threat that is coming from my community right now that is organized by Senator Lee Maiba. And I need to say it very clear for the River State people to hear me and for the Ogoni people to listen to me. And I want to ask the question here. You know, there was a time that my father was kidnapped. I went to the police to report about the issue of the kidnap of my father, because I, as a law-abiding citizen, I don't take laws into my hands. I'm always going by the law. If anything happens, I go to police. If I'm not satisfied, I go to court.
But in this particular case, have you gone to the police? Mr. Fabeke, in this particular case, have you gone to the police? Because when you state a name of an individual and say that, well, they are the ones orchestrating this, many would believe that the police should be in a position to do that. So have you reported to the police with the evidence that you have?
Excuse me, Andrew.
Yes. Yes.
I have no personal issue with anybody. Right in my community, I am not the chief of the community. I am not the CDC chairman of the community. But I want to say here, Mr. Lee is my elder brother. And I don't have any right to insult him. I have never insulted him before. But this issue is going out of hand because it has happened before. They came home in 2019 and they went and inaugurated a youth group without the notice of the paramount ruler, without the notice of the traditional ruler, without the notice of the entire community. And I was sitting down in my father's house. Those boys that were inaugurated as youth leaders, they walked down to my father in my presence and warned my father that they are taking over the community, that if my father did not support them, they are going to show him. And after 1 week, my mother was kidnapped and moved out to death. Now, the same set of people have come again.
This brings me to a certain question because many have wondered why we have issues with the youth groups in the community.
I don't know what people want to derive from putting a youth group in the community. I'm saying here, Mr. Andrew, I'm not in Nigeria, but I'm watching everything that's happening there, and I'm telling anybody who will do anything there, it is high time we are going to talk. I want to ask the supervisor of youth. He is from Barney community. Can anybody enter into Barney village and inaugurate the youth without the knowledge of the Council of Chiefs, without the knowledge of the CDC? Does Lua have the Chiefs Council? Lua has the tradition. Why Ms. Netolima that be calling my name every time he called my sister? He's going to go after me. He told them he's forced my election. I have never collected a dime from Senator Lima. He's my uncle, but I need to say this on air. Because he wrote the petition to DSS 4 years ago in front of the DSS that I was carrying police uniform in my car. I was carrying custom uniform in my car. I've never touched custom uniform, neither touched police uniform. Everybody know I'm a pastor. He has that petition against me. He has written about 3 petitions against me. He has been sending so many threats to my life. He has been calling my sisters. He has been calling everybody. He want to go after me like a liar. What
is the police
to him?
Again, I would ask, very critical. This question, I think, is some.
I have written to the youth ministry. Why is the youth ministry not calling
have
the
you,
chief of Lua to ask that question?
Have you reported this to the police? Do you have facts to back this up? And have those facts been submitted to the police?
I called the chief, Andrew, I called the chief, and I said, look, my friend, my chief, I am not the chief of Lua. What have you done about the issue? The chief told me last week he has asked his lawyer to write to the police commissioner of Rivers State. He has written to the Minister of Youth. He has written to the DPO about it.
Have you written personally? That's what I'm asking. Mr. Fabeke.
Andrew, I want to say this, Andrew. Nigeria, we have people that rejoice and begin to talk after things have happened. Now that people are sending a lot from a particular community, nobody has been called to ask youth, supervisor of youth.
Okay.
If anything happened to Lua, I will never forgive him.
Okay. All right.
After receiving this letter, he's still going to Lua to set up CDC.
All right, Mr. Fabeke. Okay.
I don't know what they want to achieve. And they are calling my name.
Let's open the phone lines and take a few calls first. Let's open the phone lines and take a few calls and get responses. We'll come back to your reaction to what's happening at the State Assembly Complex. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. Now, any of those numbers, you can call us and get in touch with the guests and ask your questions and make your contributions. And we have the questions on Facebook, so get on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH and give us your reaction to it. On WhatsApp, it is 0809-030-6416. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Robin from Echie.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, Robin, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Greetings.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Andrew.
The complaint made by our guest, the last part of his interview, as you were asking him, police are listening. Guests are listening. Must someone go to the police to report? You have gotten information that a community is about to be plunged into a crisis, and they are offering their hand. What do they want us to do in River State? That we will be clamped, even as high, as big as he is. You can hear his complaint. Why is our society like this? And each time it happens this way, our elders will all keep quiet. The religious leaders will all keep quiet. The elders of the state, either political or by age, they will all keep quiet. Are we no longer part of the society as guaranteed by the Constitution of Nigeria? Why are they doing this thing to us? I believe that after this discussion, the Commissioner of Police is listening, or his agents are listening. They should invite relevant people to call them to questioning, to keep peace and order in that community. Good morning. And
all right, thank you, Robin. Area. Ken in Ubimini, good morning.
Good morning,
Chairman. You're welcome, Ken. Go ahead.
Yes, to the respect of your guest, let me first of all acknowledge his acceptance in advance based on his court issue that whatever comes along the judgment, that he will take it to work with the person that wins, either him or the ruling party, as per se. You see, the final interview you ask him concerning his threat of life and other issues. To be frank, politicians have hijacked the leadership of any community. I am from Ubumen. Politicians have hijacked the leadership of every community, especially the rural areas, where the traditional and the householders and the chiefs does not have any say. The CDC will be innovated from anywhere, any angle, and then start to operate using whatever group they select to, in order to make sure that they have their treatment. So the amount of your best report here has been noted worldwide that some person is using youth against him. Imagine where they came to him in his presence to warn him and his father. Within 1 week, his father was kidnapped. So I want us to redress this issue and let the government know that if anybody is coming out as a CDC member or forming a group as a CDC or youth, the particular group or persons should be approved by the community heads, the traditional rulers, the authorities, and any authority that is taking charge of that community.
All right, Ken.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Muriel from Okrika, good morning.
Yeah, Femi, good morning.
Good morning to you, Muriel.
From Okrika,
go ahead.
Okay, Femi, I really want to commend your guest for at least being an opposition party member and trying to see the good and speaking the truth about our governor. I think I commend him seriously. And I also want to commend the response he gave when he asked for defection. And he said he can still be in your party, you don't need to defect, and still support anybody in power as long as the person is doing good. I want to really commend that, if you hear me. And if there's any threat to his life, I think the authorities should look into it seriously, because I don't want River State to keep coming to the light with all these bad reports about politics. It's high time we shift away from this kind of politics. Now, I say, but what is happening in the River State as of assembly? Look, Efemi, I want to plead with the Jagabans and the wave makers to please shift their sword. This is a time we want to enjoy rest and we want to enjoy the dividends of democracy. The citizens of River State, especially me, Efemi, we see this governor as a civil servant friendly governor. In fact, he's a person that is calm and he's ready to take everybody along. That's why you see opposition party members not even talking bad about him. Have you ever heard these APC politicians that have been criticizing our former governor? Have you seen them talking? Because they know that he has a good heart. Look, actually, I plead with the wave makers to please leave this civil servant friendly governor alone. They should leave him. This is the first time a riverine governor is coming on. We've had upland governors and nobody threatened them, nobody worried them. They should leave this riverine governor to rule in peace.
All right, Muriel. Thank you. Zion in GRA, good morning. And then we go to Akanto in Bori before we come to my guest. Zion, good morning.
is just in my backyard, this movie in Access. I call it the movie. The theater, the water can, and everything. The soldier, the protester. But Andrew, from my vintage, let me be honest to you. The governor is well supported. I've never seen anything like this. This guy came out, so the governor came out of his vehicle and was walking with 10 toes, and the crowd protected him to go and see what happened at the quarter, and is coming out. More crowds are coming in solidarity for the governor of River State. And I think at this point, if this should be a rumor, those that fingers have been pointed to, some of us are making. Now we need a media chat with those who are suspecting. Either they debunk it or they affirm it, and so that we can know what to do.
All right, Zion.
What is on ground? The crowd are not shaking. They are not moved.
All right, Zion, thank you.
But they have total support for the governor.
All right, Akanto is in Bori. Akanto, quickly talk to us. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Welcome.
How are you this morning? Yesterday, you did the social media about the cold war between the former governor and my boss, the Timothy Fubara. Well, then, I want to make a request that Niger Info should be, I know that his reporter is at the university has assembly now. I want to beseech the platform Niger Info to be giving us the update time by time, minute by minute of the happening River State has assembled.
All right, Akanto. Most definitely.
So that is my request this morning.
No problem.
The citizens of River State, I don't know what to say because two of them, our leaders, our boss. But I want to say, if there's a rumor, so what did that scholar just said, let's shift his sword. Is it because of equipment advancement of the present governor? Is the former governor, is he having fingers? I don't know, because that is the speculation.
Okay.
He should shift the sword. Let's
right,
enjoy
Akanto.
The peace of the state. And I should also enjoy employment that is going on by the current governor of River State.
All right, Akanto. Thank you very much. Mr. Fabeke, you heard the callers. But quickly, before we wrap up, let's get your response. What's happening at the assembly complex in the state at the moment? I mean, you are, you'd say you are also an elder statesman in the politics and the affairs of the states. So what would you say about this and the situation at the moment in less than 2 minutes?
I'm not in the country for now, but I have been watching all that is happening in River State on the news. This morning, I listened to the news I online, and I see some pictures that the River State House of Assembly have been burned with fire. I think I'm hearing about impeachment. Can you impeach the governor that is not up to 1 year? I will use this opportunity to call on the stakeholders of River State, former governor, and every other person that is concerned, that will be happy to see River State in peace, to come into this matter and resolve the issues. We don't want the governor to be impeached. He's a young, loving, peaceful man, and we expect that we all mobilize support to give him, for him to do well, and that we see how we can raise this government. But for now, the crisis that is happening in River State is uncalled for. So I will use this opportunity to appeal to the former governor, the stakeholders, and River State, and let every one of them come
right,
together
Dr. Fabeke.
And see how they can resolve what is going on.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fabeke, for your time.